Welcome to my podcast, Seeing with New Eyes. Yes, the world is changing before our eyes, and this is causing anxiety. I know. The coronavirus is a global pandemic. Restaurants, and bars, and libraries are closed all around the world. Large gatherings of people are canceled. People are told to stay home. Yes, this is big change. Now, for each of us to stand up and to live gracefully through these changes, we need to practice seeing with new eyes. And we can do this sitting in our home, sitting in our car, sitting on a chair in our backyard. Now, each of my podcasts will be about 15 minutes in length. Each podcast will explore what I mean by seeing with new eyes. Some of its philosophy, some of its creativity. I'll tell you more. Also, each podcast offers a simple drawing exercise. So, I'm Heather Williams. I'm a retired public school art and special ed teacher. I am an artist. I love oil painting and I love drawing. These are one way that I personally practice seeing with new eyes. Also, since 1978, I have been a high watch mentor with the Prospero School of Ontology. The mission statement of the Prosperos is to make spiritual truth an effective force for ordered freedom and common good. The Prosperos tools that I've been employing for 50 years in my own personal life, these tools are another way that I practice seeing with new eyes, and I will explain more as we go what I mean. So, to begin with, what I mean by seeing with new eyes is seeing with a new identity. Now, just for a bit, let's talk about identity. The word identity, comes all the way from Latin long ago. It basically simply means the same. So, just an example, when you go into the bank carrying a nice check, somebody wrote a check out to you, and you want to put that check into your bank account. So you go into the bank, and then you show the teller your driver's license. That is proof that your identity is the same as the person whose name is on the check. And there are many other times where you bring your driver's license out. For example, when you go to vote, you show your driver's license. It proves that you are the same as that name and that person living at that address and all that. So, identity is important. And seeing with new eyes is about identity. Who am I? Who am I? And what am I the same with? Now, eyes. Let's talk a minute about the word eye. You know, like I've got a left eye and a right eye. And so do you, I hope. And the word eye is spelled E-Y-E, right? So to have new eyes, spelled E-Y-E, you know, maybe you think you're going to go to the doctor and get your eyes tested, and maybe you're going to get glasses so you can see better. That's a possibility. That identity we're talking about there is that is your physical human being identity. As a physical human being, you have a physical eye. You have two physical eyes, and it is how you experience the visual world through your physical eye. Now, our physical identity is constantly changing. Well, you at one time were born and you weighed, I know I weighed almost 8 pounds. How much did you weigh? And then I was 5 years old and I weighed a little more. And then I was 15, 20 years old and then I weighed some more. And now I weigh this way. And I have a certain height. I was only, you know, a foot tall one time, and then I got to be 2 feet and then 3 feet. Our height changes throughout our life, but it does stabilize at some point. Weight changes, your hairstyle for sure changes, your zip code changes when you move, your job probably changes, things happen and you go and get a different job, your income goes up and down. This is the changing world that we all live in, we're all a part of, and this is our one identity we have, which is our physical self. With our eyes, EYE. Now, we have another identity. We have a second identity, but we don't think about this identity very often. And I would spell this not EYE. I would spell this just one capital I. I. This is I am. This is who I am. Well, who am I? This part of us is our beingness. Our beingness is a part of us that is changeless. So one time you were a baby, you weighed 8 pounds, and one time you were a teenager, you were 15 years old and you weighed 100 pounds and you were four and a half feet tall or something. Your hairstyle was totally different, your zip code was different. But you know what? The beingness part of you is you and it goes with you. Now this we need to be thinking about a little more. So our beingness is always available, always connecting us to the essential, universal, spiritual self that we are. We have two identities. So my podcast, Seeing with New Eyes, is going to be about learning about this inner beingness. Now, we can't control the world around us. It's changing constantly, rapidly. But there is something we can change. We can begin to control ourselves. We can begin by becoming more aware of our beingness. All right. Now let me just say one good thing about the coronavirus. A couple days ago, I was in the grocery store waiting in line. You got to wait about an hour just to get your groceries. And I was talking to people, total strangers around me, and I would tap on somebody's shoulder and I'd say, hey, there's one good thing about the coronavirus. And they would say, what's that? And I said, well, you know what? The virus does not care about what race you are, what gender you are. It doesn't care if you're Republican or Democrat. It doesn't care about your sexual orientation. It doesn't care if you're rich or poor. The good thing is, hey, we're all in this together. We finally have to realize we are in this together, and we have to learn how to work together. Now, again, we cannot control the outer world around us, but we each can and must begin to control ourselves. And we begin by becoming more aware of who I am. So let's do a little drawing exercise. Are you ready? You don't need a pencil and paper for this. I'm going to talk about point of view. I used to tell my middle school students, hey, there's 7 billion people on this planet, but not one of them looks through your eyes at this world, but you. So you have a responsibility to learn what it is that makes up your point of view. So in the world, I want you to just look around you, wherever you are, just look around you and label. What do you see? Tell me what you see. You see books. Okay, that's a book. That's a TV. That's a computer. That's a painting. Maybe you're outside and you're looking at that's a tree. That's a bird. That's a squirrel. The thing with drawing is you cannot draw the name of something. You just have to look at it and draw what you see. And hey, here is the important thing. To draw what you see, there's only three things you need to look for. And that is vertical, horizontal, and diagonal. So I want you to just relax. Pick an area in the world around you, and now pick an area that feels comfortable, and you're going to relax and gaze at this area. You're not going to have your eyes wandering. Just pick an area and gaze, which means you're softly looking at that area, and you're also seeing the periphery. You're seeing to the left and to the right of you without moving your eyes. You're just seeing that whole thing. Now I want you to look for a vertical. And when you see that vertical, I want you to take your finger and air draw it. Just connect with that vertical. Now look for a horizontal. It's horizontal. It's peaceful and flat. Okay, take your finger and draw the horizontal. Good. Now look for a diagonal. Okay, find that diagonal and air draw that diagonal. Good. Now, take just a moment and look for another vertical. Maybe see if you can find another one. Air draw that one. Now look for another horizontal. Okay, good. And now do another diagonal. The world visually around us is composed of vertical, horizontal, and diagonal directions. The more you can just relax, let go of naming things, judging things, interpreting things, and simply look for these directions, your drawings will improve. It also relaxes you. So now, this is coming toward the end of this introductory podcast. We all know that we have big problems that we must solve. Climate change, plastic in the ocean, gun violence, coronavirus. We must work together to design solutions, and we can change our thinking, we can change our old patterns, we can and must wake up and begin seeing with new eyes. We can do this. I invite you to listen to my podcasts and explore seeing with new eyes. Each one will have some different little exercises. Also, listen to free talks by Thane Walker, founder of The Prosperos. These are freely available at www.theprosperos.com. Now, if you have questions, you have an insight that you want to share with me, email me at heather@drawingtogether.com. Thank you very much. Let us all wake up and begin the journey of seeing with new and beautiful eyes. Thank you.